Our guest on today's KHSU Magazine is HSU Library Media Coordinator Kumi Watanabe-Shock and coordinator of so many different events on the HSU campus. She is here today to tell us about the 20th annual anniversary campus dialogue on and campus and community dialogue on race, which is taking place October 29th through November 2nd. Kumi, welcome to KHSU Magazine and our brand new studios here.
I know. It's so nice to see the windows and see outside, Claire. And thank you for having me today.
Oh, thanks for coming in. So the Campus Dialogue on Race, you're celebrating the 20th year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell our listeners if they've never attended a Campus Dialogue on Race event, mm-hmm. they are free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell people what happens at the CDOR?
Yeah, so it's known as CDOR, it started as Campus Dialogue on Race, but starting last year, we added community. So now it's Campus and Community Dialogue on Race, and it's an annual event at HSU, and we invite students, staff, faculty, administrators, and also community members to present and to attend programs that relate to racial justice, environmental justice, and its intersections with all forms of oppression and resistance. And our goal is to create spaces and structures for reflection, analysis, dialogue, lots of dialogue, and positive strategies for change. So 20 years ago, CDOR started when President Bill Clinton put forth a project called Initiative on Race. He recognized that the U.S. was increasingly becoming a multiracial, multi-ethnic society, and he challenged universities and communities across the nation to begin a dialogue about race. So HSU responded, of course, and held its first dialogue 20 years ago, and I think 20 years ago we had about 80 people in attendance. But CDOR has grown, though, since then. We had over 2,000 people attending last year, and we had workshops both on and off campus, and we're hoping to have more community participation this year, especially workshops for high school students and other community members.
Oh, thanks, Kumi. Thanks for the recap. It must be kind of interesting to look back at what the topics were for the dialogues on race 20 years ago as compared to what they are now,
mm-hmm.
too. And you're actually looking for people to contribute to dialogues on race because
mm-hmm.
You have a call for proposals for talks and workshops and events for Campus Dialogue on Race. And the deadline is next Thursday, September 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you looking for as far as workshops or events that people can propose?
Okay, so when you go to CDOR website, which is dialogue@humboldt.edu, and you can submit your proposal online. And as you said, deadline is September 27th, but we do accept a couple of, you know, late entries. So if you miss that date, just go ahead. We'll keep the online form open for a couple of days so you can submit. But we have on our website also potential workshop topics. And so these are not like, you know, you must have your workshop limited to these topics. These are just suggestions that we came forward, and we tweak it every single year. So some remain the same pretty much year after year. But when you look at some of the suggestions we are making this year, we have race, racism, and racial justice, DACA, immigration justice, refugees, sanctuary movement, poetry and art as resistance, that relates to our keynote speaker, queer resistance, ethnic studies in K-12, and it goes on. And we have about a list of 30 topics. So we try to cover everything. Besides, this CDOR will happen week before the election. So we have topics also. We're hoping to get some workshops relating to maybe our local initiatives. things like that as
yeah,
well.
Measure K, yeah. The Sanctuary mm-hmm. Initiative.
Yep.
Well, speaking of your keynote speaker, you already have some speakers and events lined up. Can you tell us what is lined up so far for the Campus Dialogue on Race?
Yeah. So we have this CEDAR kind of a working group, which consists of students and staff and faculty from all over campus. So we work on this event year long, and we always want to get our keynote and featured speakers early because they are very popular, and we want to make sure we have some amazing people to come to HSU. So we are really excited about Denise Froman. She is an award-winning queer Latinx poet, educator, performer, an amazing speaker, and she has been to KHSU, HSU before, about 3-4 years ago, I heard, but I didn't see her then. But she is a great poet, and she's going to be here on Monday, October 29th. So she's our keynote speaker, and she'll be speaking in Kay Buchanan Room. And we also have Reverend Alvin Herring. He's the executive director of Faith in Action, an international network of local groups in 21 states and 3 countries. And until recently, he was the director of racial equity and community engagement for W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And he's going to be here on November 1st, and we're working with True North. I guess he is already scheduled to be here doing workshops, so we asked if maybe he can speak on campus. So he'll be here as well.
All right. I actually did some community organizing training with Reverend Al Herring a few years ago, mm-hmm. and he's a very powerful speaker and really absolutely worthwhile. And all of these events are free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursday, November 1st, 5 p.m. That's a long way away, but
I know.
Put it in your calendar. And then you're also going to have a screening and discussion on Black Klansman, the new Spike Lee film as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I know it's still in theaters and many people probably have seen it, but we're going to have one of our professors, Dr. Ramona Bell, from Department of Critical Race, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, who will host a screening, and then we'll have a discussion afterward. So that should be really interesting. And that's taking place on November 2nd. So you might want to just block out the whole week now. So
there
you
go.
Some time. Yeah.
Just put it in your phone.
Yeah.
And so these are your kind of keynote anchor mm-hmm. events that are going on in the early evening. Mm-hmm. But for Campus Dialogue on Race, there's workshops and mm-hmm. events and lectures that are going on all day, during the day. They're going on kind of later in the evening. Mm-hmm. They're going on all over campus. They're going on off campus. Is that right?
Yeah.
So when people are thinking about how they would want to engage the community, you know, campus community, you know, or town community or some combination. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of possibilities as far as what they can do and where they can do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the past workshops that the community came forward with that were really successful and people were really enriching?
Yeah, well, this last year, the one that was actually hosted downtown was called Racism 101, Internalized and Interpersonal Dimensions. And this workshop, I heard that there were lots of high school students who attended, so I was extremely happy about that. And there were also several different workshops on ADPIC or Asian Desi Pacific Islander students. They did a film screening as well as workshop on like an invisible population at HSU or at institutions. And also, I think one that I really enjoyed was, and a little bit different, was Super Social Justice. A look at the identity politics in comic books. They were hosted by several HSU staff members. They were not only, you know, really super entertaining, but it kind of makes you think about comic books and graphic novels. So that was really interesting. And also, last year or two was right after we finished our work on Equity Alliance of the North Coast. So Equity Alliance folks also did a workshop about one was called It's More Than an just talk, act. So kind of about affirming, countering, and transforming our community. And I think we're going to have some workshops maybe this year hosted by Equity Arcata folks that came out of Equity Alliance of the North Coast. And I know there is a similar group in McKinleyville. And there are some folks mentioning that they want to do more workshops for high school students. So I'm hoping we'll have a lot of events happening in the community. Oh, and also, some of you might have gone to Day of Diversity at Farmers Market last year. It was hosted by several HSU students who had a digital storytelling project called We Are Your Community. And so they want to bring back Day of Diversity at the Farmers Market to coincide with Campus Dialogue on Race this year. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. And it's always good to learn about different perspectives, mm-hmm. and even if you're just, maybe you're not comfortable participating, it's always great to just listen to. I mean, there's lectures, but there's also mm-hmm. workshops, and you can kind of go to whichever event based on how much you want to participate in mm-hmm. something, and or just want to listen in on the conversation and learn mm-hmm. and. Well, it sounds like it's going to be another great 20th Campus Dialogue on Race, and people can find out more information at dialogue.humboldt.edu. Mm-hmm. And you've got an online form where people can fill out their mm-hmm. ideas for workshops and activities. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm hoping people would submit ideas. I mean, it can be, you know, film screening, it can be dialogues, it can pretty much be anything. I mean, we had last year, we also had some workshops on like a Buddhism even. We had a facilitator from San Francisco who came to do a workshop. And, you know, topic can be really diverse. So any way to create a kind of a safe space to have dialogues and exchange ideas, I think it's a good thing.
All right. Thank you so much, Kumi Watanabe-Shock of the HSU Library and the HSU Campus Dialogue on Race. Really appreciate what you're doing for the campus community and our regional community, too.
Thank you, Claire.